This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. It's a Wednesday. You know it's Wednesday, Father's Love Show. On your radio, 729 AM, K Pulpit. This is your lady. I almost said your girl. Lindy, welcome to the show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together as we sit under the Word of God. You know, the Word, man. What else can I say? So here we are. Beautiful day, beautiful Wednesday. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I tell you, it's so awesome to be here today on this day, the 24th of August, 2022. Can you believe it, Lindy?
No, it's unbelievable that time. You know, the year went so fast. It flew so fast. I can't imagine that it's 24. And I love that you always remind our listeners of the date. Me, I never get to that because I guess I just don't want to remind myself that, oh, time has flown so fast. But yeah, the 24th of August, we have still celebrating Women's Month.
Yep, still celebrating Women's Month and still celebrating the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
And today, talking about celebrating Women's Month, we having a beautiful, powerful, anointed lady with us today that you're going to hear immediately after the beautiful song. You know, Darlene, Mrs. Darlene Boyson, to come and share about my favorite topic this year. I think it's the sufficiency of God's grace, that His grace is sufficient for you in whatever circumstance you might find yourself in whatever that you are going through. Trust me, child of God, God has your back.
That's true.
God has your back all the time. So we're going to have an awesome show. Maybe before we get into that, let me just read this important message. The Public Service Commission is a Chapter 10 constitutional body which derives its mandate from Section 195 and 196 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa of 1996. So the PSC is tasked and empowered to, among others, investigate, monitor, and evaluate the organization and administration of the public service. The public service mandate also entails the evaluation of achievements and has an obligation to promote measures, values, and principles of public administration as set out in Section 195 of the Constitution. So, Section 195 provides for the values and the principles in governing public administration throughout the public service. The importance of the values and principles are that they provide the basis of the PSC's existence and what to expect from government and the duties of public servants. Amen. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we are just the reason why I'm laughing at myself, it's because I'm having the most powerful Dimitri here helping us with the technicals, because we just want to proceed with the show. Hallelujah. So yeah, there you have it. Now we can go to our song by Donnie McClurkin, Only You Are Holy. After this, Darlene Boston is with us.
On the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy Wey, and of course Bongani. And we are also joined by a special guest this afternoon as we continue to celebrate the women's month. We have a woman in the house. Man, God has anointed women.
Oh, no one is
these
so
days.
Happy this day,
I'm man. Telling you, God has anointed. See. His hand is upon the women. We are, you know, He has given us the grace to minister His word. And I'm so excited. This afternoon, we're joined by Dalian, who will share the word of the Lord with us on our topic, God's grace is enough for us. And I'm so looking forward to what she, you know, God has deposited in her heart. So, yeah, Dalian, how are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Lindiwe. Good afternoon, Bongani. Thank you so much for this beautiful opportunity. I am doing wonderful.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Darlene. As Lindy was saying, she just got too excited because it's women. So I know how to get her excited now. You know, sometimes you need to learn those love languages. You know, when we get a woman in the studio, you know, she gets excited.
Maybe I'm
just
so
before Darlene shares the word of God that God has laid in her heart for us today. Just a brief introduction that Dalian is a married woman, married to the love of her life, Greg, for 18 years, just two years short of our marriage anniversary. Nelindu, this year we celebrated 20 years.
Oh,
praise the Lord. And they are both blessed with four daughters and 14 grandchildren. Imagine, four daughters and 14 grandchildren, and she lived up in Joburg until last year when she moved down here to Cape Town, staying in Somerset. And, you know, they are still elders of Faith Hill Church in Four Ways, and now they are happy to say that their new spiritual home is at the New Life Church here in Tiger Valley under the leadership of the most powerful pastor, George and June, right?
Dunay.
Oh,
yo,
my word.
That.
Pastor George, please forgive me. It's Dunay. Yeah, I could see the E there. It says something Dunay. Else. But yeah, it's Dunay van Wyk. And yes, she accepted Jesus at the age of 12. And she's been serving the Lord and living her life, you know, for more than 38 years, broken. But she's going to share more on that. But I love the fact that actually what I want to highlight is the fact that she's an author of a book, her first book, The Language of Grace, and also has a podcast in English and Afrikaans for 5 days in a week, right?
Yeah,
in the morning. But she's going to share that. As we move right along. Darlene, let me not waste any more of your time.
Thank you, Bongani. I just want to greet our listeners in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. We greet you.
Amen.
And I love, Bongani, that we get to share about four women today. Because God, I really believe, Lindiwe, He loves us especially.
Mm.
You know, women loves love stories. But I want to share with you this afternoon about the beautiful and the oldest story in the world. It's the story of God's grace.
Amen.
For all people. The story of God's amazing love for every single person on the planet. Isn't that just amazing?
Mm.
God loved us so much that He gave us His Son. You know, this is really the oldest story. And I love this because God's grace is a story of hope, of love, of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Of victory, of abundance, of peace. I just love the fact that because of Jesus. But now before I start sharing with you, we have to know what grace is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because grace is not just a thing. Grace is actually the person of Jesus. And Jesus came and He changed everything in our lives. And also for this morning was 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, am I right?
Yes.
Where Jesus is speaking to Peter and He was saying, my grace is sufficient for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can ask ourselves the question, why would Jesus say my grace is sufficient to you? Because friends, Father, God's grace is His unmerited life in the life of a believer. His unmerited favor. His unmerited favor. It is also His ability in our lives. So I don't have to live this life trying. And my life is such a story. of living a defeated life until I met the true Jesus. Mm-hmm. I met Jesus and I realized that's where Paul said. He said, I don't live anymore, just not by my own strength, but I live in Christ Jesus. And that is whatever grace is. That is, if we know this grace, if this grace comes alive in our hearts, we will live a completely different life.
Yeah.
It's then a life of love, a life of hope, of faith, of victory, and of abundance. And I want to share with you one scripture that talks about this grace. 2 Peter 1 verse 2 says, Peter says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And then he says in verse 3, he says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. My dear friends, today, who doesn't want all things to his glory and virtue? But there's something that Peter was saying here. It is according to our knowledge that we have of God. And that is really my heart to share with you today. You know, there's a saying in English that says, what you don't know won't harm you. But I want to go so far to say, I've learned that what you don't know can kill you. If we don't know that God is good, because this is the grace of God. The grace of God is actually that his goodness became my goodness. His goodness is now available to us. And there are so many beautiful examples of this grace. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 4 verse 4, he said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Why did Jesus say that? You know what God's grace is for you today, child of God? Is his word that he's given us. And where are we going to know? Remember, we want to have all these things that pertain to life and godliness. We're going to find it in his word.
Amen.
That is where God has written every single thing that we need. Because we know we need bread to eat. But we need his word. We need bread to live, but we need his word also to live. I just want to share a few stories with you to give you a picture of this grace. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? For 12 years she's been suffering. She visited many doctors. She spent all her money. But she have heard about Jesus. You see, that's how faith comes. We hear. Because how are we going to access this grace that God has made available for us? We access this grace through faith in Jesus. So she heard about Jesus, and then in her heart there was faith that was building up in her heart. And then she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. That is where God's grace became available for her. That is where God's grace, this ability that he's got, this dunamis power that he's made available for us through Jesus. With the words that she spoke, you see where the words, the power of the words come from? Because Jesus gave us a way that we can access God's goodness, his power, his life, his love, everything that he's given us. So she said those words, and that was her beginning of receiving her miracle. If only I can touch the hem of his garment. But you and I don't have to touch his hem, the hem of his garment today, child of God. We can find a word, which is the grace of God. And when we take that word and we walk on that word, you know, when you plant a word in your heart, Lindy, where I've learned, it actually comes alive.
It does.
Because Jesus said in John 6:63, these words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So this is God's grace, these words that we speak. And then remember Jesus in the storm, his disciples were drowning on a boat. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, just say something and I'll come to you. And Jesus said, come. How did Peter walk on water that day? We all know that it's impossible to walk on water. But that was a stormy day. That it was stormy waters. But Jesus said to Peter, come. And I feel the Lord is saying to us this morning, this afternoon, he's saying, come, my child. Just come. I've given you my grace. I've given you my unmerited favor. Mm. It doesn't matter what the economy of this country looks like.
Come on.
It doesn't matter what your bank account is saying today. It doesn't matter even what your body is saying to you. Because God's dunamis power, His ability has come alive in our hearts the moment we accepted Jesus.
Amen.
Did you know it's unmerited favor?
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with us. Am I right, Bongani? It's got nothing to do with us. It's got everything to do with Jesus. With this beautiful gift that God gave us, His Son. You know, I always think about it. It was His only Son. It was His most prized possession. And He gave it as a gift to the whole world. And Jesus said He never did anything with listening to His Father or seeing what His Father does. And I think this is what grace is going to do for us. See what Jesus did. See what our Father is saying. And then we just block out all the other voices that are speaking to us and let the voice of God's grace. Ladies, there is unmerited favor for you today available right now from your Father. I mean, I love the Shunammite woman. I always say she's my most favorite woman in the Bible, Ndiwe, because remember, her son died. God promised a son. She had the son. Am I right? He was a young boy and he died. What did she do? She didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I think for us as women, it's such a good example don't run to the phone, run to
run
the throne.
Don't
go to your friends. Just run to Jesus.
Amen.
Because all that she said, let us start speaking this over our lives, over our children, even over our finances. I don't know why I'm keeping coming back to the finances today, but I think that's a very valid issue for most of us today.
Right now,
but she said, all is well. Whenever someone asked her, how are you doing? She said, all is well. And it was those words, all is well. And I believe this is the word the Lord has for us this morning.
Amen.
All is well. Because God's grace is more than enough for anybody who would dare to believe His word.
Wow.
Sure.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, this grace is unmerited.
Unmerited.
This grace is available. You know, I just wrote here, is available for you. And, you know, as you kept on saying, it's available, it is there, it's unmerited. I'm like, now what's our problem? The problem is that we are not opening up this present. It's a gift from God.
Accessing.
You know, you can have a gift of I'll make an example of a cell phone, and if you don't open it and switch it on, it's not going to work for you. You remain disconnected. You're not going to enjoy the benefits. And that thing, it's there. I've already given you the cell phone. You keep on crying. I didn't, mommy, daddy, I need a cell phone. But there it is. Just open the box and use the phone. Take advantage of the gift that has been given to us. You don't have to work for it.
No.
You don't have to sweat for it.
Amen.
Jesus did it all on the cross for us. He paid the price that we could not pay. And here is Darlene saying to us today, child of God listening, my mother, my sister, my grandma, my auntie, wherever you're listening to the Father's Love Show on K-Pulpit, God has come to say, and particularly when it comes to your finances because that's what God is saying,
abundant.
You know, abundant. Hey. As you are speaking and sharing, Dalian, I just in my heart again, the Lord brought 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, and I'm going to try and read it in different versions. You know, it says, but in the New King James Version, it says, but may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. But I like it and I love it in the TPT and also in the NLT. In the TPT it says, and then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in His eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up.
Wow.
I tell you, this is amazing. Indeed, the word of God is sweeter than honey in a honeycomb. Lindio, before we get into a song by 3C Life, featuring Dombi, Communion with the King. How awesome is it?
Yeah, giving me only a few seconds.
A few seconds, my dear.
I just want to point out what Dalian said, if we know this grace, then we will live a different life. I'm telling you, from after this show, if you're listening to us now, you understand, you have an understanding what the grace of God is and what has been made available for you. I'm telling you, you're going to live a different life right now. Because now you know the truth. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth and it shall set you free.
Amen.
Amen.
After this beautiful song, tell you what, child of God, you can join in on the conversation by sending us a WhatsApp on 0817291657. 0817291657. Just say Father's love and send us your beautiful message. Even if it's a question, or even if it's you want to add or something on what Dalian has just shared with us. Otherwise, you can go to our Facebook Live and check us live there, you know, our beautiful selves and handsome selves there. You know, just drop in a comment. We love you too, you know that.
Yes.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yes, indeed. You heard very well. We are on the Father's Love show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe. And we have the most powerful Dalian Boyson with us today, the author of a wonderful and a powerful book, The Language of Grace. And Lindy is so excited. She got herself a copy. I don't know whether it's a woman's thing, empowerment thing, that I did not get a copy, or it's a question of the two shall be one, or the two is one. So I'm going to leave with a lot. I'm going to leave with the latter. And thank you so very much, Tinker, for a powerful, powerful message that you have sent us on WhatsApp. The first one is, there is no substitute for the gracious favor he grants all those who come to hide themselves in him. And she says, thank you for the beautiful message of God's loving grace. And then she says, sometimes I just sit and think about grace. I do never want to take it for granted, for I want to appreciate our Jesus on good or not so good days. He is worthy to be praised through all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful and so true. Thank you so much, Tinker, for such a powerful message. And also we got this one. Amen. Awesome word, Dalian. God's grace is enough. God bless you. And I think this is Juanita Hendricks. This is Juanita Hendricks. Thank you so very much, Juanita. We really appreciate your message. Lindy, you complain about that 1 second.
I did. Did I complain?
Sure. You give me just 1 second.
I love what during the song break that God is, just change the direction of your message. And I felt that, like, this is what God wants to remind us, that his grace is enough, is available for us, even concerning our finances. Because at times when you go through challenges, you think God cannot be able to deal with that, or you don't see you coming out of whatever challenge or circumstance that you're going through. But God wants to remind us that as we have come from, this 2 years of heartache, of, challenges through COVID, people lost their jobs, businesses, some of the businesses went down, other people were retrenched, and, finances and this, cost of living now, changing and all that. And we feel like, God has forgotten about us in terms of our finances, but that God is reminding us today, right now, that his grace is available for us.
Amen.
even in our finances. For me, that's it. We can just close the show right now, and just go home and you know, and look forward and be expectant of what God is doing upon our lives, even in our finances. So this is the word for us today. So yeah, let me not even waste more time, just allow you, Dalian, to share, continue to share what God has laid in your heart, just continue to encourage our listeners.
Thank you, Lindu. I really want to add on to what you're saying. I think we felt, both all of us, strongly this thing about finances being really a struggle for people. But I want to remind us today that God is a God of abundance.
Amen.
You know, there's many times people get angry when you talk about prosperity or anything like that. Mm. But prosperity is who God is.
That's,
I mean,
right.
God created the universe. If we think about heaven, and he said Jesus brought heaven down to earth.
Mm.
That is God's grace for us. Everything that God is, everything that represents heaven, he made available to us.
Mm.
And I think where we need to start today is in our, God gave us such a beautiful gift by giving us imagination.
Mm.
Just to create in your mind a new picture. You know, if you think about Jesus, he healed everybody. He always provided. I mean, he even made a breakfast for the disciples on the beach after they went fishing. And even that day with them fishing, remember, they were fishing all night and they didn't catch anything. And then Jesus said, just cast the net on the other side, which doesn't make sense, because if there's no fish in that area, you actually have to go quite far away to get more fish.
Yeah.
But what did they do? He said, I will do what you said. And Peter actually did cast the net on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had this huge catch. So what I think the Lord is saying to us is that, just listen to my words.
Sure.
Your abundance is what I am saying to you. Remember, Jesus said, given it will be given unto you. That is our first link to our prosperity. Is Jesus said, whatever you give will be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. This is prosperity, always running over. So, friends in Jesus, connect with the grace of God. Because your finances is in that grace. And that grace is Jesus. And that is just believing. You know, just to simply believe. I think it's so much easier to believe what we see. And sometimes life can talk harder than what the word will speak to us. But we've got to make the word of God the authority of our lives. Because that's where his grace is. So it's for you. He loves you that much. He gave you his son.
Amen. Dalian, earlier on when you started, you spoke about the fact that, you know what, this grace is found in the word of God. And who is this word? This word is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
I mean, John 1, we know that, the Bible says, you know what, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and he is indeed God.
Mm.
Now, if, as you continue with that same chapter, John chapter 1, when you get to verse 16 to 18, you know, it sort of like confirms, because a lot of people misunderstand grace.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, you know, grace is this, I don't know. But anyway, let's not get into that. Now, it says in verse number 16 of John chapter 1, it says, and of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Who is this Jesus Christ? It's the word of God.
Yeah.
And it says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared to him. Would you want to share something on that?
This word fullness is a Greek word, pleroma, which means it's completion.
Okay.
It's a supplement, it's multitude. It is filled up, fulfilling, full and fullness. This is what we have received. Can you hear that? This is the grace that God is the fullness. And I love what it says here. We have all received.
We have all received.
It's not something we have to work for. It's not something we have to go and get or try and attain. No, it is something we have received. And I love that it says grace for grace.
You know?
Double grace.
Double grace.
So, child of God, you've received double grace.
Amen.
And all we have to do is to say, yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive it. Amen. It is mine. And when we receive it and we actually declare that it's mine, something's going to happen.
Amen.
You're going to start saying it.
Amen.
That's why we don't speak words of a lack anymore. We don't speak words of defeat anymore, of sadness, of depression. No, because God's grace has completely, fully restored us through Jesus. And that grace has made us whole. I just love that. The grace of God has made us whole.
It is so beautiful.
I'm writing that down. So I must remind myself. Grace has made me whole.
No, it is so awesome. it's so beautiful what Darlene is saying, that we have all have received.
All have received.
You know, we don't have to work for it. That's why she said it's unmerited. We don't have to work for it. It has been given unto us as a gift. All we have to do is just to receive.
Say thank you, Lord.
You know, that is why when you work for something, I mean, when you work for things that the Lord has already given unto us, that's why the Bible says, our own righteousness is like filthy rags unto Him. Because it's like you are denying what Jesus has already done.
That's true.
If you want to earn this thing, if you want to work for this thing, you are denying what Jesus has done. And Jesus did it all on the cross for us. He paid it all. That's why He said it is finished. Our saints, just open the bag. Just open the box and enjoy the grace. Lindy.
Earlier on, Dalian said that the story of grace, it's about hope, it's about love, it's about faith, victory, abundance, peace. And now when we look at the scripture that we've just read now in John chapter 1 verse 16, it says the fullness. I mean, it's a full package.
Amen.
It's complete. Even when you explain, you know, the wellness, you know, it's completion. It's everything is there in the grace of God. Everything has been made available. Everything has been provided. If you could come to that truth, like you said earlier on, once you get to have the understanding of grace, then we live a different life, because now you live like a person who understands that, man, I have everything that I need. So let me walk like a person who understands. Let me live like a person who understands. Let me speak whatever that I utter. It must be, you know, utterance of a person who understands that I have everything.
Amen.
Man, the grace has made me whole. Fullness.
Amen.
Woo. Amazing.
Amen. Yeah.
And while Lindy was speaking, now you know what I was reminded of? There's a product of this grace. This grace came alive in our hearts. It's peace. Peace will be a product. How much peace is there in the world around us today?
Sure.
Not much. I'm sure we can. But this is a product of God's grace. Is we will always be in peace, because Jesus is our Prince of Peace. And because He is the grace to us, that means that peace is mine. It's one of the free gifts.
Yeah.
So we never have to be stressed. We never have to be concerned. We can live a life of peace.
Sure.
Amen.
That's so beautiful. That's so awesome. We're going to get a song from Ricardo Bennett, Believe. And after that, we're going to have a final words, unfortunately.
Your time.
You know, time flies so much. And I would love to hear, finally, on your final words, Darlene, how then do I walk this thing? How do I walk in it? Because I understand that I am His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, so that I can walk in. Ricardo Bennett, Believe. On 729 AM, your daily companion. On this beautiful day, the 24th of August, 2022, as Lindy would love it, it's still the Women's Month. And, you know, our women are special.
Yes, we are.
We love them.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Darlene, your final word before Lindiwe gets too excited. When you mention women, Lindiwe gets too excited. It goes that way.
Thank you, Bongani. I want to start with a scripture. The Lord just placed it on my heart. Matthew 6:33. We want to know how we're going to walk in this grace.
Amen.
And it says, Jesus was speaking, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Mm-hmm.
For me, this was the story of my life, a defeated life as a child of God, until I heard the truth, that God loves me, that he's given his son, that I've received his grace, but I had to choose and seek. And I think this is a daily thing, ladies, is seeking God. Seeking God means to give him the highest authority in your life, to place him. In other words, when I wake up in the morning, the Lord shared this with me a while ago, we were created to be connected with him on a heart-to-heart level. We were not connected, we are not created to connect with him in our minds. It's a heart thing. So this seeking God, this living with him, doing life with him, starts in my heart.
Amen.
And this is how we're going to walk in this grace, by waking up in the morning and say, good morning, my Father. How is it today? What are we going to do today? How are we going to live in your grace in this world today? And at night, before we go to sleep, the same thing. And during the day, living connected with your Father. Because Jesus, God loved us so much, he gave us his Son. But Jesus loved us so much, he gave us the Holy Spirit. So he didn't leave us on our own. So that's by the leading of this Holy Spirit, he will lead you on your path of grace. And everything that God has given you will be made available to you. Because we cannot walk with the Lord and not trust him and not believe him. So it is by seeking him means that I trust him more than anything else in this world.
Amen.
And also that I love him, that he's first in my life. And this is such an exciting life to live. It's the life with Jesus. I always say Jesus is my happy place. Ladies, let Jesus be your happy place. Let him be your first place. Let him lead you. And I tell you what, things will happen in your life that you could never have imagined.
Amen.
God,
amen. Let Jesus be your happy place. Come on. That's so awesome. I'm taking that one. Amen.
Oh, you're taking that one.
Darlene, how do people get a hold of you?
They can, I've got an email address.
Yeah.
Boysen.Darlene@gmail.com.
Boysen.Darlene@gmail.com. Yes.
I'm also on Facebook. Yes. Darlene Boysen. I have a Facebook page, or Pat Me Jesus. It's like walking with Jesus.
Yeah.
There is an English one, but I'm not very active on that.
Yeah,
just due to time. But you're welcome to email me and I'll respond.
So Facebook, it's Darlene
Boysen.
And then the podcast, how do they get hold
of? They have to email me and send me their cell phone numbers, and then I'll add them to either Leven Oorvloed or Life in Abundance.
Awesome. There you have it. Darlene, thank you so very, very much for your precious and awesome time and taking time out, traveling all the way from Somerset just to be with us and share the word of God. It is not the first time. I mean, it's not the last time, rather.
Definitely
it's just
not
the first time. Definitely, we need to bring you back. Especially, I'm interested in your story where you said you lived for so many years thinking God is angry with you and how that turnaround happened in your life. We just want to hear that story. I believe our listeners would love to hear that as well. Lindy.
Yeah, man. I'm just not happy that we have to leave now. I was having a wonderful time in the studio. And I just wanted to hear more from Darlene, but time is not on our side. But thank you so much for availing yourself to come and share the word of God to me and to our listeners. And I know God will continue to open more doors for you to minister his word. So thank you so much. Yeah, it's that time of the, that time where we have to go home. I'm not so happy.
Yeah, we're not happy, but anyway, they're beautiful. We're not leaving you alone. We're not leaving you alone because this is your daily companion, K-Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Because at the top of the hour, Gilmore Standards will be here with the news. And immediately after that, she'll be taking through Leif's lifestyle. So be sure not to change that dial. Remain tuned in. Otherwise, you can catch this broadcast once again tomorrow, the repeat, at 10 p.m. Otherwise, if you miss the 10 p.m., make sure that you go onto our website, and download for yourself the podcast.
The podcast.
And yeah. Listen in or share with your loved ones that you believe that they really need to hear how much God loves,
God
them.
Loves them.
And my final words to you, Darlene, welcome to the Father's Love family.
Thank you, Bongani. Thank you. I'm blessed.
Amen. Yeah. This is what we had for you today, folks. We love you. Love you so much. Till next time, same time.
Same place. Same,
same place.
Time.
Next
same
Wednesday,
people.
We are here. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.